In about 1939, interest in finding what early New Orleans music and life were like led to such endeavors as Alan Lomax interviewing Jelly Roll Morton for the Library of Congress Recorded Oral History and Music Collections. And we're hearing some of those this evening that relate to Bolden. About that time, Bunk Johnson was discovered, poor, toothless, and laboring in a Louisiana sugarcane field. Bunk had been an illustrious light early in New Orleans, replacing Bolden after Frankie Doosan took over the band after Bolden went insane. Bunk had a firm grounding in proper ragtime music. He'd been one of Louis Armstrong's best teachers, but he'd fallen on hard times, partly due to drink. Bunk's rediscovery, rehabilitation, and new teeth made him a sensation and suddenly brought distant turn-of-the-century New Orleans and its music into sharp focus in the trumpet playing of Bunk Johnson. While Bunk had seen and heard Bolden, possibly even worked in his early ragtime orchestra, much of what he said about Bolden later proved distorted or untrue. Nonetheless, Bunk's recordings give us a good starting point to imagine Bolden's sound. And here, recorded in the 1940s, is Bunk Johnson performing a Bolden medley, a set of variations that's probably based on Make Me a Pilot on Your Floor, although also sounding a little like Meilenberg Joy's. First, we'll hear him from an interview. I think this was before Bunk had his teeth fixed, so he whistles the medley. Then, on a trumpet, when Bunk played it for a private recording in San Francisco in 1943.
You seem to be about the only one around that remembers how King Bolden used to play. Can you tell us just about what style cornet he played?
Well, I can give you an idea of it by whistling one of Buddy's old pieces. Just runs at Congress with Make, what they call solos today. Buddy Bolden and Congress call them runs. They make dead breaks and the crown bone would make the run. Solos. Piece go like this.
Trombonist Kid Ory said that Bolden didn't play high notes, but that he played loud and, quote, people loved it. Bolden wasn't really a musician. He didn't study. I mean, he was gifted, playing with effect, but no tone. But on the other hand, another musician, Albert Glennie, who played bass or tuba with Bolden, said Bolden had, quote, a right good tone, too, and a lively style. With all those notes he'd throw in and out of nowhere, you never heard anything like it. Trombonist Bill Matthews. Bunk Johnson got his style following Buddy with his sweetness, but could never play rough and loud like Bolden. Thank you.
Funk Johnson, recorded in San Francisco in 1943, and we are very lucky to have that Bolden medley from Bunk Johnson available on CD from the American Music Company of New Orleans. They've preserved all the recordings made by William Russell, one of the early New Orleans Revival collectors and recorders. He made a lot of recordings of New Orleans old-timers, mostly in the 40s, and those are available from American Music of New Orleans.